Welcome back to the Three Tenants Podcast, the show that gives an in-depth look at Army National Guard recruiting, retention, and attrition management with soldiers in the field and instructors at the schoolhouse, as well as updates from the Strength Maintenance Training Battalion.
I'm Callie Allen.
And I'm Richard Friend, and this is the Three Tenants Podcast.
So far, we have sat down with a 79 Tango instructor and an R&R NCO, but now we get to sit down with a National Guard asset that MNCOs and R&R NCOs can utilize, SRSC Chief Captain Caroline Perchner. Welcome to the Three Tenants Podcast, Captain.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
So, Captain, SRSC is the Strength and Readiness Support Center. Can you tell me who you support in the National Guard?
So, the Strength Readiness Support Center is basically a resource for marketing teams and recruiting and retention commands to use. We're a team comprised of soldiers and contractors, and we produce many different kinds of materials, whether it be, you know, photos, graphic designs, print, paper-based products. We do so many things that support the Army National Guard's End Strength mission. So I'm excited to get into it with you guys.
So you play a big part in the branding of the Guard.
Yes,
for
sir.
All 54 states and territories.
Yes, sir. We have to abide by the Army National Guard brand guidelines.
We always do. Yes.
That's the big one. That's the big one. So we get states, you know, sometimes they come to us and they're like, hey, can you make this for us? And we're like, well, we might have to tweak it a little bit because you're going to get in trouble with that design. But our graphic designers do a great job at tailoring the state's ideas and working within those left and right limits of the brand guidelines and still being creative with it. So we have a lot of great stuff.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about what you have to offer to the states and territories?
So like I said, we do print-based products. So that's going to be stickers. We do vinyl banners, pamphlets, posters, everything like that. We don't do, you know, swag type items. Videos, we have contracted video projects every year that are determined based on recruiting and retention needs across the country. Informational videos and also state-specific videos, and those are our priorities for each year. But we can also work outside of those contractual obligations and do, we can go out to states that just, you know, they want B-roll to make their own videos. We can go do that. We can go put together a B-roll package of, say, you know, infantry training so they can make infantry products. If they want, you know, for example, recently New Jersey reached out to us and wanted us to come out and do a photo shoot of their recruiters on site. So we can go do that. And you can also do that here at PEC. We have a studio. So if you find yourself at PEC and you have time outside of your class, you can come, you know, get your picture taken to put on a retractable to put up in your office and your recruiting office. And right now, we actually have a team out covering the Hurricane Helene response. So we kind of operate in that sense of a little kind of like public affairs. We'll go out and we'll produce raw coverage for real-time things that are happening, whether it be training, domestic operations. And we'll make sure that we link up with, you know, those soldiers states who we covered. So, I mean, there's like 10, 11 states going on in North Carolina right now. So we're working on getting that updated, uploaded. We also manage a digital repository, which all that will go on to, sort of like DVIDS, but it's mainly used for recruiting retention. The only people who can access the repository will be recruiting retention commands, marketing NCOs, and public affairs as well. Sort of like DVIDS, but it's not as public. It's a little more restricted.
How do you guys go about getting that while they're here on Camp Robinson?
So the repository is just a place that they can log in, create an account, and just immediately download photos, videos, whatever it is. And the search engine is super high tech, and they can, you know, look up. There's AI search engine, but they can find, you know, soldiers from their state that may not have been shot in their state. It could have been, you know, AIT, because we go to a lot of active duty posts for informational videos. And, you know, we may have talked to a Minnesota Army National Guardsman, and, you know, they can search that and find tailored content to what they need.
As far as photos here, I mean, you guys just direct them to us and we can schedule a time to do photo shoots in the studio.
I liked one of the things that you said about, like, you've got a team out covering the hurricane relief efforts mm-hmm. right now. As a former recruiting retention NCO myself, at the high school and college level, you know, a lot of times we'll get people that come down. I can see where you can kind of drive that down to the ground level when, you know, someone's mom says, well, you know, I don't want my son to go off to Syria to fight. Well, obviously, when you enlist to defend and serve and defend your country, you're going to go where you're sent. Mm-hmm. But the Guard has a unique mission of, we're also doing relief efforts. We're doing things in the home front, too. And so I can see where that's great that you've got a team down there now. So, you know, that stuff will be available in, what, a month, month and a half, maybe?
It'll be available probably within the week.
And so,
a week or two.
So imagine this, and I can see this in this scenario. I'm sitting in a kitchen talking to the parents and a potential recruit, and they go, what do I do in the National Guard? Let me show you what we're doing in these five states affected mm-hmm. by the hurricane.
Yep.
And that's a unique perspective that only the Guard brings, and that's where marketing can really kind of push you over the top and go, this is the difference between us and the other branches
mm-hmm.
is, you know, and here are photographs of another 19-year-old kid just like you doing this thing that you want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see where that can definitely be an asset for the Guard and maybe underutilized. I didn't realize till the end of my career how unique you could get that
mm-hmm.
And, you know, even down to your level. So I think that what you bring to the table is definitely unique and helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the domestic operations coverage is something that, you know, we reiterate to classes when we brief classes or at sustainment training every year. It's just people don't realize that, you know, we also do that. And we like to tell people, you know, if you are anticipating any activation in your state, like, we want to be the first to know. And we just want everybody to know, like, hey, we're on the same team here. We're just like public affairs. We're just have a different, you know, goal. We're strictly marketing. You know, we can stage things a little bit more, get things how we want them to be. And people just always look at our guys and they're like, oh man, the media's here. But
no,
we're not.
No comment. No comment.
Same,
yeah.
We're all on the same team here. So I always like to throw that out there as well whenever we brief classes.
So you've talked a little bit about briefings and tours, and I know you do partner with SMTB. What does that partnership look like?
So we usually have our NCOIC reach out to a representative from SMTB, and we kind of identify some classes that, you know, we want to take part in. Sometimes we'll just do a tour, and sometimes we'll do a capabilities brief, and sometimes both. I'm hoping that we can, where we can squeeze it in, we can do both, because the capabilities brief is really informative, and it's kind of more undivided attention. Depending on the audience, it's more beneficial than others. We recently did a pre-command course, and I think that was the first time we ever were a part of that, and that was really helpful because we work directly with marketing NCOs and recruiters. So sometimes their leadership isn't always in the loop with things. Sometimes they don't know who we are. Sometimes they only think we do brochures and stickers. And we were able to explain to them, like, we do all these other things. And the marketing NCOs and the recruiters are probably like, oh no, now we're getting all these asks of our commanders because they know more about SRSC now. But it's been great. Just working with you guys and closing those communication gaps that exist. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just how the Army works with the turnover rate of people coming in and out of recruiting positions, marketing positions, commanders coming in and out. And it's really hard to maintain continuity in the Army in general sometimes. So we're trying to, you know, redo a couple of our practices to help alleviate, you know, those gaps. So
what could SMTB do to help y'all alleviate those gaps? Because we obviously have a very personal relationship with a lot of the commanders, a lot of the R&R NCOs. Well, I mean, everyone, unit retention NCO, everybody.
I think we're on the right path. I think we just need to keep, you know, being involved in the classes, as many classes as we can. I know sometimes we can't hit everything, but just working with our new NCOIC, Staff Sergeant Johnson. He's been around SRSC a minute now. He was in the production room, so he's familiar with everything, and just working with him, and we're looking to try to create our own schedule based on your guys' classes, and just kind of prioritizing from there. But I think we're on the right track.
Does SRSC have any new opportunities or upcoming announcements that you think you'd like to put out to the field, just so they kind of know what your access is and what your capabilities are?
We have a ton of new opportunities and upcoming announcements for you. So we have a new ordering website, which has been like a year and a half in the making. Right now, hopefully, you know, by the time anybody listens to this, we've worked out the kinks, but we're having a lot of issues with it right now. So just like to let everybody know, in case you're still having issues with it, you know, give us feedback, bear with us. It's going to be good once all is said and done, I promise. The one thing that I'm most excited about is this newsletter idea that I had that we're working on putting together right now. It's going to have everything you need to know SRSC. It's going to be a two-pager. We're going to have what we did the previous month in it. We're going to have shout-outs to, you know, customers. We're going to have helpful tips and tricks and links, what to do if you're a new marketing NCO, stuff like that. It's going to be kind of fun. We're hoping that, you know, we send this out in the first week of every month. We'll give it to you guys at SMTB. You guys can print it out and have it for your courses, just as something physical to have to hand out. I'm hoping that that's going to alleviate a lot of those gaps and provide some kind of continuity for recruiting retention teams across the 54. So that's a big one. And business cards. We heard the cries of the marketing NCOs last year. They wanted prettier business cards.
Yes.
And they are and they are so pretty. I love them. Those will probably roll out in the next month. And our 2025 video projects, which haven't officially been announced, but they are official because they are signed off on. The states have been notified, at least. So Wyoming, Idaho, Minnesota, Indiana, D.C., Texas, and Rhode Island are going to be our state-specific projects next year. Our informational videos. Now, like I said, we can always still support the states with capturing footage, even though you didn't make the list this year. So if you have, you know, a great SMP program, because one of our informational videos next year is SMP program, that you want to highlight, we can come to your state and, you know, get interviews of those SMP cadets. We can highlight the school, and obviously you can use, we hand over all the raw footage. We'll also take pictures, so you'll get full raw footage from the shoot and photos to make your own products as well. And that's the same goes for the state specific projects. So when you're on the state specific list, you'll get a 30-second ad, if you want to call it an ad, TV spot. But people use it for all different purposes, and a 15-second version. And then you also get radio spots, photos, and all the raw footage. So those states that I listed, just be on the lookout for that. If you're a recruiter, get with your marketing NCO. If you have any ideas for how you want this video to look, we try to let the marketing NCOs, they're usually the leads on these projects, but we try to get them to involve their leadership, get the buy-in, because it's a pretty big production when we come to the states, and they're really fun projects. But the informational videos, we're doing 89 Delta, 35 Sierra, SMP, 13 Juliet, Armor, so 19 series, just general video. We're going to do an 11 Bravo 360 video, and we're going to do a video on Army National Guard's federal mission, and we're also going to do a retention video for the first time. So just some things to keep in mind. If you have any ideas, feel free to reach out to us if you want to be involved in any of those, or if you have any leads.
Are those specific to the states, or are you just going to go around everywhere to get these videos?
The informational videos are national videos, so they're generic, they're evergreen. we just go to where we find the best opportunities, whether it's a big training event or whether it's somebody who's just, you know, been very supportive of us and they reached out and say, hey, we have an idea for you. It's kind of, it goes either way. And we do a lot of research, talk to recruiters, work with NGB on data to come up with these informational video lists to see either where our gaps are in our content or, you know, where the highest need obviously is for recruiting and retention. So
Captain Perchner, is there anything we haven't talked about or any advice you might have for our listeners?
I would just say that communication is the biggest thing with us. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask questions. Don't be afraid to reach out with product ideas. That's something that I could talk about briefly. We have had a couple people come up to us and ask about breakaway banners, you know, the banners that you run through at sporting events.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
I thought that was the coolest idea ever. And we have so many people who have close relationships with their local school districts, so many recruiters that work with them. And I was like, this would be a hot ticket item, I think, even though two people suggested it. And I was like, okay, that's a cool idea. And we were able to bring it to fruition. And we've done tons of them. So, I mean, you can see your idea come to life through us. So just don't be afraid to, you know, give us input on whatever it is, our brochures, you know, videos. I mean, we're open line of communication with us. Each year, the marketing teams in the states get a set amount of funds for SRSC products, and those are all the print-based products, and they can go on our ordering website and order that. But everything else is free. So, you know, if they want us to come out, do a photo shoot, do video coverage, graphic design, just digital designs, that's all free to them. So, and it's not just marketing teams and recruiting and retention commands that we serve. If there's anybody in the Army National Guard that needs to fulfill a recruiting retention related effort, for example, we're working with the National Guard Marksmanship Training Center here at Camp Robinson.
It's a mouthful.
It is. And they're looking to, you know, send out materials to their states for the states that have the program to create customized products for those marksmanship teams. So we always forget about retention when we do recruiting retention stuff for marketing. And I'm trying to change that. If you are a readiness NCO in an armory in Idaho and you have all these outdated, you know, posters and it's just looking bleak. If you think that it could affect your retention positively and you want to outfit your armory with products, I mean, we have funds where we can do that. And you can either work with your marketing NCO and see if, you know, that's a priority on their list of, you know, they have a lot of priorities as far as recruiting goes. And if they can't fulfill your request, you can reach out to us directly and we can send you a couple posters and stuff. So that's just one thing I want to throw out there. I mean, we can support anybody who is struggling with recruiting and retention, even if you're not a recruiter.
I think that's really important that you pointed that out because we are the Three Tenets podcast. So we do recruiting, retention, and attrition management. And everyone forgets that we're not just recruiters, our NCOs. We also are retention NCOs. And I think it's very important that you pointed out that we also service retention,
yes,
not just recruiting.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why we're going to do that retention informational video next year. I want to hear from soldiers on whether they reclassed and they love their job now, or, you know, they went to Europe and got to go visit some cool places, you know, on the weekends, or like, I want to hear what kept them in, whether it was the benefits, whether it was adventure, you know, stuff like that. So I'm hoping to create more content and, we're trying to come up with a strategy for retention, branding retention, and working with retention NCOs to see, okay, how can we target and implement retention marketing materials internally?
So I think that's awesome.
You know, one of the things you mentioned with that, I was sitting here just kind of thinking of when I was in recruiting, you always talk about just tell your story, you know, yep, tell what the Guard's done for you or whatever. with this generation, our target audience that we have, high school seniors, mm-hmm. With this generation, they digest it differently. And that's where you come in with a 4K video. You've got the branded things you've got. And like you were talking about with the hurricane mm-hmm. Relief efforts, you've got this quick turnaround. They want to, they're the Snapchat generation. They want to see what it is, and they want to see the quick turnaround right now. You know, if we had the turnaround that we've had just a few years ago, you know, I remember that I got a box of fidget spinners like 3 years after fidget spinners weren't mm-hmm. a thing anymore. And I was like, the kids will laugh at you for handing these out. And so I kind of like what you're talking about with the quick turnaround that you've got. And I was thinking about some of my soldiers that I enlisted emailed me last night from Romania. They're on a Romanian tour right now. The R&R NCOs, you have to do your own marketing, mm-hmm. but you don't have to carry the whole burden on yourself. And so that's where they can reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we were talking kind of offline. You get ideas from all 50 states and four territories. So like the breakaway banners for football games, I'd never thought about that. And I was like, man, that's awesome, because the whole field and everyone is focused on that moment, on that spot in the field. Mm-hmm. And for, 2 minutes, Army National Guard right there on the front, and your home team bust through it. And, that's great branding. And so they could reach out, even if they don't have any ideas. Hey, I'm struggling, and here's where I'm at. What's working in these other places? And Captain can go, hey, here's what we've been doing for these other guys. So they don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly right.
The one thing that, like you said, the 18 to 25-year-old demographic, yes, they digest stuff differently. But the one thing that has stayed consistent over the course of, I don't even know, hundreds of years, people are drawn to human interest stories and firsthand perspective and being relatable and real time, like seeing something and saying, okay, that actually happened. Like, and I think we need to do that more in marketing, kind of more public affairs centric as far as, telling stories instead of making everything so, rigid and informational. So I think hearing from soldiers more, humanizing people and soldiers is going to be key to, whether it's retention or recruiting.
Yeah, if you're recruiting in a small town, and those are the ones that are going, wow, he's done this. Mm-hmm. And, those are the people that go, man, that looks kind of cool. And that's how we get our foot in the door right mm-hmm. there, is go, that's what we're doing that will make us different. So that's where you're really a force multiplier when mm-hmm. it comes to something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Captain Perchner, thank you for joining us for today's episode.
Thanks for having me.
SMTB will have some classes upcoming in December. We have URNCO, RSP, Company Pre-Command, SLC, MEPS, and RLC. And definitely if you're here, we want to make sure you stop by SRSC to check them out. Say hi to Captain Perchner, as well as Company Pre-Command and RLC will either be getting a briefing or a tour from SRSC.
Or both.
Or both, if they want to do both.
Thanks for listening to the Three Tenants Podcast. Before we go, make sure to follow us on social media if you haven't already, and be on the lookout for our monthly Three Tenants newsletter. Then stay tuned for next month's episode, where we get to meet up with another special guest.